Simon & Schuster Audio presents
The Kitchen House by Kathleen Grissom. For my beloved parents, Ted and Catherine Depker, and for my dear mentor, Eleanor Drury Dolan. Prologue, 1810, Lavinia. There was a strong smell of smoke, and new fear fueled me. Now on the familiar path I raced ahead, unmindful of my daughter behind me, trying to keep up. My legs were numb, unused to this speed, and my lungs felt as though they were scorched. I forbade myself to think I was too late, and focused all my strength on moving toward home. Foolishly, I misjudged, and meaning to take a shortcut to the stream, I swerved from the path to dash through the trees. To my horror, I found myself trapped. I pulled to free my long blue skirts from the blackberry brambles that ensnared me. As I ripped my way out, Ellie caught up to me. She attached herself to my arm, sobbing and trying to hold me back. Though a 7-year-old is no match for a grown woman, she fought fiercely, with strength fostered by her own terror. In my frenzy, I pushed her to the ground. She stared at me with disbelieving eyes. "Stay here," I begged, and raced back down the path until I reached the stream. I meant to cross over by stepping on the rocks in the shallow water, but I didn't remove my shoes, which was a mistake. Halfway over, I slipped on the river stones, and with a splash I fell. The cold water shocked me, and for a moment I sat stunned, water bubbling by, until I looked up and recognized our smokehouse on the other side of the stream. The gray building reminded me that I was close to home. I rose, my skirts soaked and heavy, and scrambled my way across the water by clinging to the jutting rocks. At the base of the hill, I leaned forward to breathe, gasping for air. Somehow, Ellie had reached my side again, and this time she clung like a kitten to my wet skirts. I was terrified of what she might see, but it was too late now, so I grasped her hand, and together we crested the bluff. There, I froze. Ellie saw it too, and whimpered. Her hand slipped from mine as she sat on the ground. I moved forward slowly, as though in a dream. Our massive oak tree stood at the top of the hill, its lush green leaves shading the thick branch that bore the weight of the hanging body. I refused to look up again after I caught sight of the green headscarf and the handmade shoes that pointed down.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?